Here's what I need you to do. Whatever platform you listen to this show on, go leave a rating and review of the show. Right now, leave a 5-star rating and review the show. Tell people what you think about it. Tell people the value you're getting. You take care of that business. I'm going to get into this episode, and I'll meet you in the middle. Let's do it.
Stayolday.com.
Work on your game.
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 Approaching the game aggressively, with that aggression, with that confidence to dominate a game.
Dre Baldwin, DreAllDay.com.
Work on your game.
Wouldn't it be great to be so personally driven that you inspired other people to action, even when you weren't that motivated on your own? You can do so by reading my book, The Mirror of Motivation. I've already purchased a bunch of copies that I'm going to give away for free to you, shipping them worldwide. All I need you to do is go to workonmygame.com/motivation and tell me where to ship the book. Again, that's my book, The Mirror of Motivation, The Self-Guide to Self-Discipline. I am shipping free physical copies worldwide. I paid for the book already. You take care of the shipping. Tell me where to ship it. Go to workonmygame.com/motivation. Tell us where to send your book, and I'm sending you one now. Available while supplies last. That's workonmygame.com/motivation. If it gets better than this, show me when, where, why, and how. You are tuned in to the show where you learn the discipline to show up day after day to do the work, the confidence to put yourself out there boldly and authentically, and the mental toughness to continue showing up, doing the work, putting yourself out there, even when the success you've expected to achieve has gone AWOL. You can't find it. And on top of all this, we give you more. You get a huge dose of personal initiative. This is that go-getter energy that moves you to make things happen instead of waiting for things to happen. Putting all this together, you get the mindset, the method, the podcast known as Work On Your Game. My name is Dre Baldwin, also known as Dre All Day. Welcome to the show. Today's topic is how to build a body of work. Now, I said in my book, Work On Your Game, if you have not read that book, it is available in stores now, so go get it. I said in my book that one of my goals when I started playing basketball professionally, or even after college, but before I started playing basketball professionally, is that I wanted to outlast the players that I had played with and against, some of whom might have had more talent than me, some of whom might have started playing earlier than me, had a better resume up to that point than me, or maybe they played better than me one particular season in a particular game, maybe more the spectators who had seen both of us or all of us maybe thought they were better than me. So I said to myself, listen, if I can't win any of those battles, if I'm not going to win the talent battle against this guy, if I'm not going to win the public opinion battle against this guy over here, I'm just going to make sure that I win the war of lasting longer than whomever. Whoever I decided to mark as a target, someone who I had to outlast, I decided that that's what I was going to do. I was going to have the best body of work amongst the players whom I had interacted with, played with and against at every level that I had been at. And I took that same idea, the same principle into my business and into creating all of this content like you listen to here every day, the products that I created and sell. And today we're talking about the mental game behind building a body of work. And the reason why this is a topic, on top of the fact that it was something that I had always thought about, it always been one of my drives, I guess, for the best term that I can think of for doing the things that I've done, is I believe you also need a body of work. And whatever it is you're doing, the body of work becomes your reputation. And we all know the saying that your reputation precedes you. When you have a solid body of work for what you do, that body of work does things for you that you don't have to do yourself. Just in yesterday's episode, we talked about when to know that a prospect is not into you. Well, here's one surefire way to know that a prospect is into you. Any of you salespeople know what it is? Is the best feeling you could possibly get is when your phone is ringing and somebody says, I heard you did this and I want to buy it. That's when you know a prospect's really into you, when they're coming to you and you don't have to go to them. All right, that's what we call a hot lead. Sometimes it's a referral. Sometimes they just found you somewhere. Where do they find you? They find you through your body of work. They find you because they've been listening to your podcast for the last 6 months. They find you because they were Googling a certain subject and they found a bunch of your articles. They found you because they were on YouTube and they watched one of your videos and it was perfect for what they want for themselves or their kids or their organization or for their business or for their event that they have coming up. That body of work is basically like a salesperson who's out there working on your behalf. Because anytime someone comes across that body of work, what is it doing? It's marketing you. Now, maybe marketing you in a way you're talking about a subject that someone's not interested in. That's fine. It could be marketing you in a way that somebody is very interested in you. That's fine as well. Why would it be fine that your content is marketing you in such a way that someone's not interested? Let's just say, for example, they run a dentistry organization. They're looking for someone who can talk about dentistry at their next conference, and they come across the Work On Your Game podcast. Now, do I have some things that a dentist could utilize? Yes. But if they're looking for someone to talk specifically about being a dentist, they're going to come across my stuff and say, okay, this is definitely not for me. Therefore, they're not going to waste any of their time. And hopefully, when I notice who they've dealt with in the past, I won't waste any of my time reaching out to them. So it's perfectly fine when your marketing lets people know that what you offer is not for them. Right? We don't need to be for everybody, and everybody's not going to be for us. So it's perfectly fine when your marketing is turning people away. You want to turn people away. All right? There are 8 billion people on this planet. As long as you don't turn away all of them, you'll be all right. Building a body of work, as I was saying, is basically like a salesperson who is working on your behalf every single day, out there and available. What you've already said, what you've already written, what you've already done, what you've already created, the people whom you've already touched, all of these things are representing you. And they're like, it's like your army, it's like your sales force out there getting the word out about you every single day. Whether that's you as an athlete, you as a salesperson, you as a consultant, you as a coach, you as a professional speaker, you as a fill in the blank, whatever it is that you do, you as a business professional, all of these things, all of the body of work that you create is working on your behalf. But if you don't have a body of work, doesn't mean you can't get your name out there. Doesn't mean that you can't market yourself. It just means you're going to have to work a whole lot harder simply because there's nothing or no one else out there working with you. All right? There's nobody else on your team. You're basically doing all the work by yourself. So building a body of work works for you so you don't have to do everything on your own. Have I said that often enough? Now let's get into our points here today. Again, the topic, you could probably tell me now, is how to build a body of work in your business, especially in your business, but in your life in general as well. First thing you do is decide where you're going to make your mark. You're building a body of work. You need to know, what is this body of work going to represent? Who am I going to be? When someone comes across my body of work, what is it going to say about me? What impression are they going to have of me? What are they going to think about me? What would make them pick up the phone or fire up their email and get in touch with me? And what would make them know that they need to walk away from me and go find somebody else? See, understand, this body of work is your sales team out there working for you, but you won't be able to come out and correct what your sales team says about you. See, whatever is in your body of work is representing you. So if there's anything in that body of work that you don't want to represent you, then you need to delete it out of your work. You need to delete it out of your archives. You need to get it off of your page or your website or your whatever it is. This body of work, again, it's marketing on your behalf. But remember, marketing is whatever you have out there. Somebody might come across it. So what do you want people to know you for? I would suggest that you narrow this down to one specific thing. Ideally, one thing that nobody else can say too. One thing preferably that you want people to know you for. Now, this doesn't mean that people know you for this one thing. It doesn't mean that you'll always be at the same company or that you'll be working in the same industry. I mean, look at me as an example. I mean, I started out with basketball content, and some of you were following me when I was putting out basketball content, but some of you have never been interested in basketball. And now I'm into the space of, I guess you would call, thought leadership, and specifically in discipline. Of course, these other things that come from it, confidence, mental toughness, personal initiative. We talk about business here. Just did a whole episode on that yesterday. What is the one thing, though, that everything comes back to? What's the main thing that no matter what you talk about, no matter what subject you're discussing, you could always point an arrow from that subject back to your main thing? Me, I went from, and again, as I said, you may not always be in the same industry or even using the same platforms. I started out doing YouTube exclusively. Then it went to podcasts, to books, and it's still podcasts and online courses, and there's professional speaking and coaching and consulting. I wasn't doing all of these things when I first started out. It was just YouTube or actually playing in real life basketball games. But the main thing, the main idea, the foundation has never changed. When I was putting stuff out on YouTube, any of you who's listening who remembers that, how often was it coming out? Every single day. This was back in the 2000s, before a YouTuber was a phrase. It was every single day. And when I open this podcast, which comes out how often? What's the first thing that I say? The discipline to show up every single day to do the work. So the foundation has not changed, even though the platforms have changed, the industry has changed, the style of delivery has changed. And listen, in the future, things are going to change. 10 years from now, who knows? Podcasting may be gone. YouTube might be over. It's going to be something else. But I know that my foundation is going to be the same. It's going to be that professional discipline. It's going to be about the third day. It's going to be about delivering on a consistent basis, doing it all the time in whatever way that it needs to be done, because that's the foundation. So I'm telling you all that to ask you the question, what do you want people to know you for? Now, you may not have an answer at the ready right now. Listen, I didn't have an answer at the ready for a long time. The question never even was considered to me. I never even thought of that question until in the last few years. Nobody ever came to me and gave me this information. So you need to start thinking about, now that I'm sharing it with you here, this rhetorical question maybe for you, is where you want to make your mark. What is something that you want people to know you for that you could talk about consistently, that you're passionate about, that you're actually good at, that you have something to share that other people can't just come in and say, hey, me too. I could talk about that as well from the exact same angle. Something that makes you stand out. The one thing that you can own. Now, again, I want to throw this disclaimer out there. You may not come up with this within the next 24 hours. It might take you 24 months to come up with this, but just start thinking about it. Get the thought on your mind so you can put your, you can give your subconscious something to work on. What is it that you want to stand on so that you can build your body of work on that? It's the foundation. You've heard me talk about the high-rise buildings that I see being constructed in Miami all the time. You follow me on my Instagram story. You see me talking about these all the time. The foundation is deep underground. They dig a big-ass hole in the ground before they start building a 60-story tower. And in that hole, that's where the foundation is laid. Now, I can't explain that in any more detail because I know nothing about the construction of any type of building, let alone a high-rise building. But that foundation is underground. Nobody ever sees it. Nobody ever will see it until or unless that building comes down. And hopefully that building is coming down on purpose, not for any other reason. That foundation is holding up everything else. What is it going to be for you? So think about that. Point number two. Today's topic is how to build a body of work. And the reason you're building a body of work, because the body of work speaks for you, so you don't have to speak for yourself all the time. It's working on your behalf even when you're not working. Point number two is you got to be consistent. You want to be known for something, you got to do it all the time. Whatever you're known for right now in your life is probably because you've done it all the time. You've been doing it for a while. You're pretty good at it, hopefully, since you're doing it all the time. People have come to know you for it. People have come to expect it from you simply because you're so consistent with it, whatever that may be. And consistent doesn't have to be every single day. Consistent can be once a month. It could be once a year, depending on what you're doing. I mean, we know December 25th for what? Christmas. It's only once a year. It ain't like it's Christmas every day. Being consistent, simple point here, but terribly difficult for many people, because if you want to be known for something, you got to stick around in that thing for long enough for people to notice it so that they can come to expect it from you. And the biggest challenge that this one is here, and that is actually becoming a bigger and bigger challenge every single day, is the fact that humans can only pay attention to one thing at a time. We can't focus on everything that you're doing or everything that you've changed or even everything that's happening, period. We can't pay attention to all of it. So you got to be consistent enough with your stuff that if someone listens to an episode of this podcast today, and then they decide for whatever ridiculous reason not to listen to this podcast for the next 6 months, and 6 months from now they come and listen to it again, it's going to be consistent. Not going to be the exact same topic, but it's going to be the same voice. It's going to be probably, hopefully, similar structure. Who knows? Maybe that'll change. But it's going to be consistent. The fact that, damn, This person's putting out value. This person is sharing really good stuff. This stuff is still high quality 6 months from now at the same level that they would be saying it today. Being consistent, simple point, but terribly difficult for many people. Another reason is that we're always changing what we're doing because we're like dogs chasing around whatever we see. Some breeds of dogs, they just have short attention spans. Whatever they see, they go chasing after that. Then something else happens, they chase after that. Something else, they chase after that. You don't want to be that. You don't want to be the inattentive dog who can't stay focused on one thing long enough to get good at it. And or, even more importantly, actually equally importantly, long enough to establish yourself as someone who does this thing. Establish yourself in the minds of the marketplace. Establish yourself in the minds of consumers. Establish yourself in the minds of anyone outside of yourself that this is the thing that you do. So when that thing gets brought up, your name gets mentioned, hopefully. Or when your name gets mentioned, that thing gets brought up, hopefully. You got to be consistent for that to happen. And there's only so much you can say it to other people. At some point, they had to be saying it about you. In the early days of personal branding, the saying that many people like to use is, listen, what you're about is not what you say about you, is what Google says about you, right? And when I'm going to use that saying, but when I say Google, what I'm saying is what your body of work says about you. Now, your body of work, if someone wants to find it, they could do a few things. They could ask around. They could go find somebody who knows you and sees what that person says. They could go find some testimonials or some reviews of you and see what those say. They can Google you and see what's on your website. They can look you up on your social media platforms if you happen to have a profile on any of those. But whatever it is, they're going to find what's consistent about you. They're going to see what are you doing on a consistent basis, and that's going to be their impression of you. Understand that no one other than you has invested the time in looking so deeply into you to know all the angles and all the nuances of who you are and what you're about. Most of the time, we do it ourselves. People are going to do it to you. Is that they take a quick look at what you're doing. They draw a quick impression of what you're about. And then they either move on or they decide to look a little bit deeper. Most people don't take too much time to figure you out. Okay, as much as you know about you, most people never know more than 1% of that, which means you got to be consistent. So whatever someone happens to come across is consistent with the other 99% of you. You follow me? Point number three. Today's topic is how to build a body of work in anything you do. You got to be in the field doing your thing. When I say be in the field, that means whatever you want to be known for, you can't just build your body of work hiding behind a computer screen or even on a camera lens. You can't just be creating in a space where it's just you, where you're just in a vacuum and you're not amongst the people. Because the reason why you create a body of work here, if any of you haven't caught on, is actually I explicitly said it, is that your body of work is your salesperson. It's your sales force. They're out there working for you, getting your name out there for whatever your next opportunity may be, whether that's selling a product to someone, getting a job for yourself, or whatever it may be. I don't know. What is it that you're after? Your body of work is speaking for you even when you're not speaking for yourself. So you got to be out there doing that thing. You can't just stay behind the camera lens or just stay behind the computer screen. The reason you need to be out there dealing with human beings is so you can help people, answer questions, learn what people need so that you can better deliver on your body of work to give the people what they want. Because see, your body of work only matters if it matters to someone outside of yourself. I mean, think about that. Think of anyone you know who has a solid, impressive body of work. Then when you look at their stuff, you're like, you're just blown away with how much stuff they have in their body of work. You're just impressed. You're like, damn, I want to one day get my body of work and what I do up to the level that this person is and what they do. Understand that person, the way that they got to that level, they were doing everything that I talked about already. They decided where they're going to make their mark. They're being consistent, but they're also out in the field doing their thing. They're dealing with the people. The reason that I'm able to make an episode every single day of this podcast and talk about topics that are relevant to you is not because I'm just some evil genius sitting in a studio or sitting in my computer or at my phone coming up with topics out of thin air. Now, there's a little bit of that, and I'm a little bit of a genius and a little bit evil, but it's also because I'm interacting with people. I'm reading the comments. Listen, I still, to this day, read and reply to comments on YouTube videos, and that's something that I do not recommend most of you do. All right, YouTube comment section is not a place I would recommend most of you go, but I do it. All right. So because I can see what the challenges are, I can see what people are responding to. I can see the questions that they're asking. I can see the comments that they're making. I read my at replies on Twitter. I read my DMs on Instagram. I don't always write back to them, but I read them. I read the comments on posts that I put up. I see what people are saying. When I'm giving a speech somewhere, I see where people are nodding their heads and where they're laughing and where I thought they would be like, wow, or where I thought they would laugh, but they're not reacting at all. I'm noticing these things. I'm telling you all this stuff to tell you I'm in the field. I'm out here doing the thing. You can't just be on your device, whatever that device is, whether it's a microphone, a camera lens, or a word processing document, and think that you're just going to build that body of work there behind the safety of closed doors of your home. You got to be out there amongst the people, see what they need, see what questions they're asking, see how well you can answer them, see what they're responding to in your body of work. So know what's bringing people to you. That's another thing you need to know. What is bringing people to you and why? Now, you can find out what's bringing people to you by going into, you know, Google Analytics or something like that, or insights on a social media platform. But you're not going to know why people are coming to it until you ask them the questions. Some of you who are listening to this have had one-on-one conversations with me where I reached out to you and I said explicitly, look, I'm putting together some new stuff. I want to talk to you because I know that you've been a follower, you've been a customer. I want to ask you some questions about what you're going through, what you're dealing with, and find out what is it that brought you to me, what keeps you here, and what you're looking for in the future. You got to have these conversations with the people who are in your audience. And listen, if they're in your audience, they're a fan. They like your stuff. They'd be happy to answer questions and talk to you. You got to be willing to ask the questions, though. You got to be willing to go out there and do this. And now that I'm thinking about this, this is something that I'm going to put in the game group for those of you who are members. How to talk to your audience and the questions to ask them so that you can find out what it is they like about you, what brought them to you, and what they want from you in the future. And maybe find out who else they're listening to and watching and reading to see what is bringing them to those other people. And maybe you can add some of those elements into your own stuff. So I'm going to add that into the game group. I hadn't even thought about it, but now that I said it, I'm going to do that. Now, see, this is the exact point that I'm making. Be in the field doing your thing. And the more you're in the field doing your thing, the more ideas you're going to get. The fact that I record this every day, every time I'm recording, I get new ideas. I listen back to every episode of this podcast and I get ideas when I'm listening to it, because I'll say something here on this episode that I'm not going to remember by tomorrow morning. But if I listen to it again, then I say, oh, you know what? That's a good point right there. I can make an article about that. I need to do an episode on that specific point there. I need to add this into the game group. You know, someone asked me about that before. Maybe I can make a product out of that. These are all things that you got to be in the game. You got to be consistent and you got to be in the field to have these things start happening to you and for you and from you. So let's recap today's topic, which is how to build a body of work. And the reason why you want to build a body of work is because your body of work is your sales staff. It is out there working for you, representing you, keeping your name circulated, even when you're not out there working, even when you're not available, your body of work is. And that's when you have a solid body of work, that's when your phone is ringing. That's when your inbox is lighting up, your texting, your DM is lighting up, and you don't even have to go to them. They're coming to you. And when they're coming to you, I guarantee you it's much easier to make a sale. And then you in sales know exactly what I'm talking about. Point number one, decide where you're going to make your mark. What are people going to know you for? One thing's preferably that you want people to know you for, that everything else, no matter what you do, you can trace it back directly to this one thing. And I want you to give you a disclaimer, not to put pressure on you. You're not going to figure this out in one day if you never thought about it before. But think about it over time. It may take you a year to figure it out, but think about it and look at your body of work. Think about what you're really good at, what you had a material to be good at, what you're passionate about, what you have experience in, what people come to you for. Figure out what that one thing is going to be for you. Again, take your time with that, but it is something that you need to figure out if you want to build a body of work that gets you known for something specific. Point number two, be consistent. A simple point, terribly difficult for many people. If you want to be known for something, you have to stick around in it long enough that people actually notice it so that they can come to expect it from you. And on top of the fact that most people, when they come across your body of work, they're not going to dig deep and find out everything about you. They're going to learn about 1% of you, maybe, if that, 1% about you. So whatever that 1% is that they randomly find from you, it better be related to what you're about. That's why you got to be consistent. Point number three, be in the field doing your thing. Whatever you want to be known for, you cannot build a body of work hiding behind your microphone, your computer screen, or your camera lens. You need to be out there dealing with actual people in one-on-one interactions, helping people, answering questions, see what they're responding to, learning what people need so you can better help them with the work that you put together in the future, with more of your body of work that you make even better as you move forward into the future. Now, what's going on in the gang group? I just told you that I'm going to do a masterclass on this specific topic of, I forgot what it was that I even said, but see, that's why I said that I listened to these episodes back. So whatever it was that I said, it may come to me in a second, but it might not. But whatever I said, trust, that is going in the gang group. I'm making a masterclass about that. And this is what we do here in the gang group. If you like what I share on this podcast, what happens in the gang group is that I go deeper on these subjects, not just on the what's, and I even give you some of the how here on this podcast. But what we do is create roadmaps and strategies for actually creating results from these things that I talk about. So it's more than a 30-minute hype up or something that sounds good or something that you appreciate, but it's actually something that you get a result from to the point that you could turn around and teach it to somebody else. So in the game group, the three cornerstones of what I share there and what we're doing there is discipline number one. Everything's coming back to the discipline, as I already talked about earlier in this episode. The discipline to actually put these strategies into use. The strategies are going to be provided by me and to get the results from them. We work together until you get the result for what you're after. That's what we do there in the game group. And there's a whole lot more coming. Whatever's not there now, there's a lot of stuff coming in the future. There's a forum in the game group. So if you have specific questions or challenges that you're dealing with, you can leave that in the forum. It gets addressed directly and specifically by me. And like I said, in the future, the group is only going to get better. I'm only going to be adding more to it. Masterclasses, quick guides, articles, all my articles that I publish, anything that you can read on my blog or anything that goes out on my email list for free. I actually make video versions of those articles. So for those of you who like to watch video or just listen to articles, or maybe you just are intrigued by the sound of my voice, I get those and I make those into articles that you can listen to slash watch. That's all available in the game group. And as I said, I'll say for the third time, it's only going to get better there. So you want to learn more, go to dreallday.com/game group to learn about that and work on your game. Dreallday.com. You just listened to an entire episode of my podcast. If you've been getting value from this podcast, the 1,000+ episodes that I've been putting out, or this is just your first one, please go to Apple Podcasts or Stitcher or wherever you listen to podcasts and leave a review of my show. It helps me out. It helps the audience out so they know what kind of show this is before they listen to it, if they want to kind of get a taste for it before they commit to listening. And it lets me know that I'm giving value to you every single day on this podcast. So anywhere you can leave a review, please go leave a review. Thank you. I appreciate it a lot. I'll see you in tomorrow's episode. Work on your game.